The Songhai Empire was one of the most important empires which rose around the Niger River from the middle of the 15th century through to the late 16th century. Clearly, the Niger River itself was a fundamental reason for this. The Sahel is a relatively dry part of West Africa, and so the Niger River is fundamental as a conduit means of transport, obviously for irrigation, for growing crops, and so that was fundamental. Also, the region, the capital of Songhai was Gao, and Gao had always been important to the emergence of West African empires and civilizations. A recent book by the American historian Michael Gomez, African Dominion, argues very much for the centrality of Gao. And the archaeologist Timothy Insull has also done a lot of important work to show just how important Gao had been in the rise of civilizations in this part of West Africa from the 7th, 8th centuries onwards. However, prior to the rise of Songhai in the 15th century, the accent had shifted further west to the Empire of Mali. Mali had arisen really in the 13th century. It became very famous in the 14th century when its emperor Mansa Musa performed the Hajj to Mecca and is said to have taken 60,000 people in his caravan across the Sahara with him. But pressures on Mali began to grow in the late 14th into the early 15th century, partly because of attacks from Tuareg nomads from the Sahara, and a general resistance in the empire to the growing autocracy of Mali, which was a militarized empire, depended on gold mining, gold producers, but at the same time had quite authoritarian power structures by the beginning of the 15th century. At the same time, Mali was also threatened by the beginnings of Portuguese voyages down the African coast, which created a different market for gold, for example, and therefore competition, which eroded the power of Mali. So in 1434, the province of Songhai, which had been under Mali's rule, rebelled. And in 1464, it finally began to usurp Mali's authority. And the region, this region in general, was therefore fundamental. There was already major administrative frameworks in place through the Empire of Mali in Timbuktu with its university and many scholars who were there. Arabic was a language of governance, a written language, could be used as a language of a legal language, of course, as well. And so those were also important reasons why this was a region where a powerful empire such as Songhai could arise. And in terms of trade, Songhai had access to the termini of the Trans-Saharan trade and was also had access to the markets of the Gold Coast where gold was produced, and also Kano, which in northern Nigeria, which was one of the most important economic and diplomatic centres in this part of Africa. So it was very strategically located on the Niger River, not too far from Kano, not too far from the gold markets, gold fields, and near the Trans-Saharan termini, and it had the relevant administrative languages and infrastructure to rise as it did in the mid-15th century.